Blog Talk Radio.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Wake up.
everybody. Hello. It's Miss La Crush Hearts, and welcome to the Honey Sweet Soul Fantasy Radio. That right there was John Legend featuring Common and Mel and Fiona with their version of Wake Up Everybody. Today we have a guest co-host. Y'all know her as Pastor Brick. We haven't used that in a long time.
No, we have.
But we have Brick Wilkes, who's going to be holding us down today.
Hello, everyone. Hello, hello, hello. What's up, Crush?
What's going on, Brick?
Chilling, chilling, chilling. Like a villain.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm fighting sleep. I'm fighting sickness.
I'm fighting allergies.
You fighting everything else? Yeah, all that. I'm fighting these allergies. Right. Some reason why I have to stay up at night. I don't know why. I can't stay up during the day. I stay up three hours at a time. Then I pass out again. That's no good. I must yawn. I said you just yawn because I just yawn.
No, I didn't yawn.
Okay. I don't know what it is. I don't know. You know what? I was feeling this way yesterday on the beginning of Musically Inclined, and by the end of the show, I was wired. So
see, there you go.
Yeah.
So let's fire you up. Let's get you all amped up now.
Right. I need to get amped up, get into the conversation and all that. Yesterday, we had a ball, as always, Formal Ray, Lady C, all our peoples came through, hung out with us. We had a nice conversation. We even had an appearance from Sun752 from Philly. Yeah. He popped on in.
Who
I know, right? He
What's
stopped
up,
on in. Yes, yeah, 752 stopped on in. A few new callers, new listeners was tuned in. And, you know, we're doing well. We are doing well. We're on our second show back for May. We got a very interesting topic tonight. And I don't know, do you want to just jump right on in it?
Let's just jump on in. That's how you get it, your feet wet. You don't get your feet wet dipping through that time. Let's just jump right on in.
Okay. Well, last month, we had a situation in Boston, right?
Mm-hmm.
We had the Boston Marathon, and two suspects are in custody after the bombing went off at the end of the Boston Marathon, towards the finish line. Now, I have not, be honest with y'all, I have not been following the story at all. I'm just getting bits and pieces of the story. But I'm going to hand it over to Brick. I'm sure you know more about it than I do.
Okay. I don't know that much more about it than you do, Chris. I mean, you know how black people are. We look at the funny side of things that happen. I mean, we don't choose to look towards, the, you know, darkness.
Mm-hmm.
We choose to look towards the funny stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a couple of funny, you know, not funny about the situation, ha-ha, but just a little bit of ridicule about the suspect's uncle. A lot of people, if they recall, if they saw any of the interviews with the uncle of the
mm-hmm.
two suspects, we all know the suspects are two brothers.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was killed while trying to flee, and the other one they have in custody. But when they talked to the uncle of the two brothers, the uncle was really like, You know, a lot of people would say, oh, they were such good boys, and oh, they were just, I never thought they would do something like this. The uncle just came out and just went ham on the brothers. He was like, I knew they were no good. They were always no good. They're bad boys. They've always been bad. You know, I hate them. They're my nephews, but I hate them. So he just kept carrying on about how guilty they were, how he knew they would do something like this because he'd been saying they ain't no good since they've been born and
mm-hmm.
all sorts of other stuff. So it kind of put like a funny spin on it. Like, we was like, wow,
mm-hmm.
he ain't even trying to defend, you know, his own family. But on the tragic side of it, you know, it was a tragedy. A lot of people lost, you know, not necessarily too many lives were lost, but the people lost, a lot of people lost a lot of limbs, like arms, legs, fingers, stuff like that. A lot of people lost limbs. And that in itself is a tragedy because this is going to affect, you know, the rest of these people's lives. So, you know, not to get too much into it, too much into that story because, you know, like we said, it's something that you don't want to dwell on. You just want to just thank God that people who got out of it got out of it and, you know, hope that justice is served. But that leads us to talk about basically the topic of, unfortunately, these were two U.S. citizens who were naturalized into the United States. Which means they were not natives of the United States. They were not born here. And this leads us back to the question of, you know, sort of like, you know, our policy on giving people citizenship in this country. You know, giving people the right to stay here and call themselves citizens. And the rights, the full rights of a citizen. And how they in turn take these same rights and try to destroy, you know, our country, a country that they swore when they were naturalized to defend and protect. You know, we find ourselves under attack.
I totally agree with that statement right there. My thing is this. A lot of the people that are coming overseas and my vision is this. We are educating these people. Now, the reason why I believe the one that's in custody now came over here is because he's supposed to be this, he was invited over. We invited him over. We gave him a scholarship to the university. I think it's the University of Boston, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, we gave him a scholarship. And we're educating, even when it, if you go back to 9/11, the hijackers, you know, we showed them how to fly a plane. You know, they got their education from the United States about a lot of stuff, you know, and the fact that we are over there now, you know, our resources are being reached over there now as far as our troops and you know, you got those independent contractors over there. And, you know, a lot of the stuff, we're teaching them. And, you know, you posed a question when we started talking about this, and we said, what if we was not the land of the free? What if we had stricter rules or we closed our borders?
What if we closed the borders?
Yeah, what if we close the borders?
Would we really suffer as a country that much if we decide to say, you know what, enough is enough? Until we get a handle on handle the terrorist cells that are currently in this country, we are not bringing any more people in here. If the United States announced that tomorrow on the news, how many of us would really be affected? How many of us would really be like, wow, that's not fair? Or wow, is it necessarily a bad thing?
Right.
Do you think that's a bad thing? Do you think it's a good thing?
So that's the question we're posing out to our audience tonight. That's the topic for the Honey Suite. I'm the Crush Hearts. We have Brick Wilkes. I see we got a hand up. It's the 773. I believe that's Virginia, right? Welcome to the show. What's your name and where you calling from?
No, this is not no Virginia. This is
Leo.
This is Leo.
Who?
Leo.
Oh, hey, Leo.
Like, David, don't act like you don't know me.
I didn't understand you. Your mouth is too close to the phone. Where you calling from?
My mouth is nowhere near the phone.
I know. Where you calling from?
You know damn well where I'm calling from.
Actually, I don't.
Oh, see, that's long as I.
I haven't talked to you like over a year.
Well, I'm calling from Mars right now.
Mars?
Yeah, it's long distance right now.
Okay. We're going to leave that at that.
Exactly.
You heard our intro. You heard our topic. What are your thoughts?
Yeah. You know what? This government would never close their borders because they would be called racist by the Mexican community. Because
mm-hmm.
it's going to be a, they going to think it's an attack on them and not for security purposes.
Mm-hmm. So?
And the thing is, the government don't even want the border closed anyway.
Why do you think of that?
Well, because the main goal that they really want is world government and all borders open. So closing the borders is not going to happen.
We know it wouldn't happen, but I'm just saying, hypothetically speaking, if this was announced on the show, I mean on the news tomorrow.
It wouldn't bother me, no, none bit.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I close borders, but
huh?
You know, it's not going to happen.
Right. Not gonna happen. Would you want them to close? I mean, I understand it wouldn't bother you directly, but what are your thoughts as far as like should they be closed? You know, all the stuff that's been going on for the last for over 10 years now.
Who are you posing the question to?
You.
Can you say that again?
I said, what are your thoughts as far as the borders being closed, like, do you, it might not affect you directly or indirectly, but what are your thoughts about that? Should you think they should be closed? Do you think that would be a possible solution about all the terrorism and things that's going on in our country for the last 10 years?
You know what? I'm kind of for closing the borders, but yet if people want to know it's the land of the free, you come over here. Look, it's kind of difficult to really answer because on one hand, I'd like for people to come over here and live and be part of the American experience. But on the other hand, we do have the terrorism. We do have all this illegal immigration coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's kind of like I'm for it, but I'm against it.
Mm-hmm.
I think one thing that we need to do first is just make sure our borders is secure. And then we can still have this immigration process keep going the same way or make it more difficult to come in, even though I hear it's a lot harder for people to come in as of right now, except if you are like a student visa or something.
Right.
Right. So, like, I don't know the process entirely, but I hear it take years, really, to get here.
Well, yeah, it does take years to get here. And, you know, I think that, first of all, brother, I appreciate you calling in your comments. Never say never. When you said you don't think they're going to do it, and they could easily close these borders up, 1, 2, 3. And, it wouldn't even take much effort. My thing is that when it comes to something like a thought like that, everybody, oh, wow, like you said it would be considered racist. And a lot of people would say, oh, wow, you can't do that. But yet, and still, I have to ask permission to go to get a visa for another country. Let's just say I wanted to go to, France. I believe you need a visa to get to France. If I wanted to go to France, I would have to ask that government's permission to go there. They don't just let anybody in. You have to apply for a visa, and if they say no, then the answer is just no. Whereas the United States, okay, you get a passport, or you apply for, you have to have a visa into the United States as well. But it's a little bit more, they're a little bit more lenient when it comes to giving out, coming here to the United States than they are for me going to France. And
but
I just
if you're going to school to France,
mm-hmm.
it'll be a lot easier.
It's even harder to get a student visa for another country. That's even harder to get as an American. If I wanted to study in France and get a visa to study there, it's easier for you to come to the United States here on a student visa than it is to go to another country on one.
Well, but that's what the country is based on. Give us your poor, your tired. You know,
you know what? A lot of people, let me tell you something about that thing there. A lot of people throw that you know, that Statue of Liberty speech. Well, guess what? They got one in France, too. The same damn statue. Okay? The same exact statue. And France is like,
yeah,
you're not going to bring
it
here.
The French that gave us
right. The French gave it to us, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We got it from France. They have exactly the same one standing over there. And they're like, no, you ain't doing it over here. You know, when you think about it, crimes and stuff like that, when you see things like international news and crimes, how many times do you see France on the news? Because some crazy crime has been committed over there or some bombing or something. You don't see France because they don't just let anybody in there. You understand what I'm saying? We're the only ones, us in England, letting everybody in.
One thing, France was on the news last year. You know, they had a little task and a little shootout in
Okay, so they have, like, wait, one major incident a year. How many incidents do the United States have in a month? You know?
Right.
Somebody's always coming after England now because England doesn't align itself with the United States. You know? And it's like we walk around, when I say we, I mean the United States. We walk around like this big badass country, okay, telling this one what they can do, that one what they can do, this one what they can do. We can't even protect ourselves.
Right.
And one more point, Crush. If you recall, remember, many of you outside of New York may not recall, Crush and I live in New York, and just a few months ago, remember when that boy got killed over there in Flatbush Avenue area? They declared a state of martial law over there, the police in that area over there, because people were outside getting ready to riot. So the United States, if the police can call a state of martial law in a neighborhood, where you have to be curfewed, you can't come outside at a certain time, you can't be outside without an ID or something like this after a certain time, it would be nothing for the United States to implement something like that. You know, so it's a thin line. I think that it's a real thin line, but I think, in my opinion, we're just a little bit too liberal with our borders. We're just a little bit too free,
mm-hmm.
In my opinion.
I think it's kind of irresponsible of us as well.
Mm-hmm.
Very responsible for our government to be so lenient, like you said, to promote this and think that from the outside looking in, you know, because you got to think about it. It's like these countries and you know, internationally, they're looking at us to be the leaders. And I can understand us sitting up there telling you to do as I say and not as I do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That, you know that saying, your mother used to tell you that, you know, do as I say, not as I do. Because you'd be like, well, you do that too, Mom, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, we're telling you, don't do this, don't do that. No, you can't do this. No, you can't have that. And yet, we don't even have our ducks in a row.
No.
And, It's starting to get kind of scary for the simple fact that now it's no difference. We have no difference to me as far as security, as far as 10 years ago and to now. There really is no big difference that's going on. Like, we're still vulnerable. Mm-hmm. What have they implemented besides different color stages, you know, orange, red, and blue. Like, what have they really implemented to, you know, somebody will not hijack a plane again and crash into the Empire State Building? You know,
mm-hmm.
What have they implemented as far as immigration, as far as, you know, cracking down on Homeland Security? What are they really doing? Like, that's really my question.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Brick, you're just hypothetically speaking. Now, what are your main thoughts as far as, like, tomorrow you turned on the news, blinking, our borders are closed. What are your first thoughts on that?
You really want to know what my first thoughts are?
Mm-hmm.
Actually,
mm-hmm.
And this is no offense to anyone that I may know of, but I would feel like good. Let's clean up what we have inside here first.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? And it's not a thing against any, not wanting any other race to come over here and not wanting to be you know, and not wanting anybody to have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But we need to clean up. We need to clean up. Before we invite guests over, you clean the house, right? And before we invite people to come over, we need to clean. We need to clean and weigh out what we have here. We have terrorist cells all over the place that needed to be cleaned out, that need to be, you know, they're investigating or currently investigating. We need to get those under control first before we bring more people in because, you know, it doesn't make sense that you're naturalizing more and more people, but and yet these people are getting through somehow. And the scariest part of it is that one of the guys was actually naturalized on September 11th of last year, okay?
Mm.
Of all dates, he made a U.S. citizen, okay? He was probably laughing at the bank to that one. You know, and what does he do a year later from the date that he's a citizen? He tries to blow up, you know, and kill Americans. This is ridiculous. You
now,
know, and it's happened more times than we know, I guess. And I just think that we really need to, if I woke up tomorrow and that was the thing, I'd say, okay, now what's the solution? What's the plan? What's the plan of cleaning everything up until? Because you know what? Sadly, that's what it's coming to. Because we don't know, you know, the good fruit from the bad fruit now. You know, we're just letting things in it because it looks nice on the outside. We're letting it in, and we have to do a little bit more digging now before we just let anybody in here. I mean, we have to. We have to. You know, things are monitored. Everything is monitored. You know, if you go to the store, Crush, and you go buy, let's just say, some kind of peroxide for your hair, okay, or you decide that you want to have some kind of event where you do what a lot of people say, you go get a gallon of peroxide from here, a gallon of this chemical from there, and from a beauty supply, your credit card will be flagged, and somebody will be at your house, FBI will be at your door saying, what are you doing with these chemicals, okay? That's how closely we're being watched. So since something like that is going on, we really need to be, you know, vigilant. And we really need to check and see what each person is doing. Because, see, it's getting to a point now where you don't know the citizens or the true red, you know, blue blood Americans from the ones that want to come here and destroy us. And then you have Americans that are already here joining the other side, okay, wanting to destroy us. You never know.
I agree with that. Folks, let me just put this disclaimer out before we go on our first break. This is not an attack on anybody or any culture or any religion or anything. This is not an attack on anybody. This is just us bringing it to the table and having a conversation about it. This is something that's real. This is something that's affecting everybody, Americans, non-Americans. This is affecting everybody some way, some form. So please don't take it personally. If you have a comment, if you want to join into the conversation, you sure can. I got both chat rooms open on phonefansradio.com as well as blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. And I also got the lines wide open, 805-830-8320. Press 1, and we'll definitely let you on because we want to hear from everybody from everywhere. If you're on blogtalkradio.com, there's a Skype number. I will definitely try to get the link so you can call in through Skype if you're international. Shout out to Russ in the chat room typing all kind of stuff. he typed all types of stuff. He says hello, Brick, I should say.
Hello, Ross.
And he's he said you have France on the brain.
You know what?
That's what he says. He said American media does not show news outside of USA. Right, we're self absorbed. American media. I could believe that.
Yeah, we are.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He said, 1950s, white America wanted your family out of America. That's the same thing saying close the borders. And he said Columbus was an uninvited guest.
He said,
all right,
what?
Folks. He all said right, in the 1950s, the white America wanted your family out of America. He said that's the same as closing the borders.
Well, you know what? If they did, then they should have given us another vote or given me my 40 acres and my mule money, and I would have gladly gone. Okay? Y'all bought us here. Don't forget. Don't get me started. Don't get me started.
Don't get us started. Don't get us started. He said
don't
he has some Pepsi for you.
Yeah, right, we came here. Yeah, let me get me some Pepsi.
I know.
You know what?
You know what? Let's take a quick break and come back to finish our conversation, because now I want some Pepsi.
I'm saying.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I want some Pepsi now. We'll be right back.
Two police officers have gone on trial in the U.S. accused of beating to death a homeless man. He cried out for help. It's the latest in the spate of police brutality cases. But as our chief Marina Portana reports, many in the U.S. feel justice is not being served.
February 2012.
Shooting death of teenager Savon Butler.
Marley Graham was shot and killed inside his home.
Two unarmed African-American teenagers in two separate states succumbed to the same fate.
We're all born at different times and in different places. Blessed with unique bodies, independent minds, and different faces. My eyes see the possibility of hope. My heart desperately yearns to learn the sometimes undesirable ability to cope. But for some strange reason, I fit the description. I fit the description of every single black male in America, targeted like Target consumers on Black Friday. But instead of discounts, we receive the right to remain silent when violent acts attack. Trapped our masks like genocide gas pumped into our lungs, you see. Viacom and BET got some of our young parked and hung on 106 and dumb. Chicken George, I mean, rock a flock of flame, wake the fuck up. Yo, this is not a test. Now, they say, milk does the body good, but I don't believe that to be true, cause in my hood, after every brick fast, we brick fast to avoid gun blasts from scared little boys in blue who will laugh and smile. Whenever they see the face of a mother's black child placed on the back of a pack of Kool-Aid. And the words under the photo said, missing, because he fit the description. I fit the description of the spirit of Martin Malcolm Becker. Being woke in the late night hours by a knock at the door. Knock, knock, who's there? Amadou Diallo, age 23, shot 41 times, February 4th, 1999. Knock, knock, who's there? Sean Bell, age 23, shot 50 times, November 25th, 2006. Knock, knock, who's there? Oscar Grant III, age 22, shot once in the back while face down on the ground with his hands behind his back on January 1st, 2009. People, witness the signs of our time, and can someone please, please stop the knocking at my door? You see, this righteous black mind of mine refuses to accept the fact that driving while black makes me a criminal, but instead places me on the road to redemption every time I mention that I'm black and I'm proud. And you can't handle that. That I'm brash, intelligent, spiritual, and loud. And yo, real talk, you can't handle that. That mine is a talent to create, while yours is a talent to destroy and mimic. That my ideas have created pyramids and mathematics, while yours have created tanning salons, breast implants, and so-called reality show gimmicks. I fit the description of a beautiful, hypocritical, spiritual messenger, telling you to do as I say, not as I do. Blessed with the curse, manifested as a gift, given to you to lift your spirit whenever you hear it. I'm politicking with lost souls. I'm just a child exiled in a world that's so cold that I sit face to face with death, feeling his hot breath just to stay warm. The total opposite of what the world seems to be the norm. You see, I am the me that you dream about, the free that made the oppressed slaves scream and shout. I am hustle, I am struggle, I am victorious, and I fit the description.
Okay. Welcome back. Quick break. And I didn't even get my Pepsi. Brooke, you still with me?
Yes, I'm still with you, girl.
Yeah. Okay.
Was that by any chance my friend or I just heard?
That was Eric Moore.
Oh, I thought it was, what's it called? Wow, he's good.
Yeah, that was Eric Moore. That was from his latest album, Straight No Chaser.
Ooh.
And that particular track was called The Description.
I like it.
Right. I got your friend on here, too. You can check out Eric Moore on ReverbNation.com.
He was very good.
E-R-Y-K. That's how you spell his name. All right. So tonight we're talking about the land of the free, America, and immigration. Our conversation so far is, what if the U.S. was to close its borders to new immigrants? What if you wasn't allowed to get over here? You was not allowed to come here. It was closed, you know. But, okay, we have a situation over Mexico. There's this long, big fence that separates us from Mexico. It's a fence.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fence. It's a wire fence that separates us. And I'm not understanding it. Why is it a fence?
Maybe
a stone wall? I don't know. They have one in Berlin, didn't they? You know what I mean? Like, people, when you have to, if somebody's trying to get over, they don't need a pair of pliers to click. You know what I mean? Like, get a pair of pliers and I'm over. Like, why did I put a brick wall up there, or, you know, some stone, or, I don't know, something, but I don't know. I've never been over there, so I don't know.
What would you rather it be?
Huh?
What would you rather it be? Should it be an electrocuted wall?
An electrocution wall, or a fence made out of razors? I don't know. I just don't think a fence is safe enough.
Well, you know what? I'm going to be totally honest with you. In my opinion only, I don't think that America's really that much concerned about the Mexicans coming over the wall. I really don't. I mean, when you think about when it comes to, like, I guess matters of national security, I think that's, like, the least that they're worried about concerning immigration. Mexicans jumping over a wall, or if they make it through the wall,
mm-hmm.
you know, or around it, or however.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, it's harder than you think, I guess, to get over that wall, that fence. That fence is supposed to be monitored 24/7, right?
Uh-huh.
But as I understand it, they have people like you and I, they actually pay people to sit at home
mm-hmm.
and for them to, like, monitor through their own computers portions of the wall. And if they see anything, they have to report it, I guess report it somehow. They report it online or something like that. But they actually have people on their home computers monitoring the wall, certain portions of the wall.
Uh-huh.
So that's how they help keep track of the wall. And I want
to be a monitor.
Well, I think you could sign up. There is some way you're supposed to be able to sign up for it or something. I guess, of course, you find everything else on the web. You'll find that.
I'll find it.
And if people see anything that's abnormal or anything moving or anything they see trying to crawl over, they're supposed to do something on the computer to alert, you know, that there's someone trying to come over the wall or someone trying to come through the wall or, you know. But can you imagine just staring at a screen where basically nothing happens for most of the day, just looking at a fence?
Yes. Yeah.
And getting paid for it from the government.
Yeah.
So that's why I said I think that it's like.
I do that now. For free.
That's why I think that's kind of the least of the government's worries about that.
Well,
plus,
send me the laptop. I'm good. Send me the laptop. I'll put it over in the corner. I got you.
So you just want the laptop.
I just, yeah. Send me the laptop and I got you.
Well, I think they're more worried about the. You know, I mean, people were worried about the Mexicans because people think the Mexicans are stealing everybody's jobs. I mean, let's have a candid conversation about this, guys. People think that the Mexicans are coming over taking all the work. Well, you do have, you know, I know you see them crushed. You go to Home Depot, the day laborers. Have you ever seen them out there?
Yeah.
Usually a Home Depot or Lowe's or any other type of home store, they'll stand out there and they'll ask for, you know, solicit people. Who are mostly contractors who need people to work, or who will work for like real cheap wages. You know, they'll bring these, you know, some Mexicans in who know how to paint, who know how to drywall, who know how to this and that and this. That's why I'm telling anybody who knows, who has got work done on their house, please be aware of the people that are working on your house. Okay, because you hire these contractors and they're bringing in these day laborers who don't know what they're doing and they're tearing up your house. That's a side note. But on back to the story, basically, you know, a lot of them go for these guys, and they can pay them cheap wages, probably like $2 an hour, just to do something that would cost somebody else, you know, for you to pay an American citizen or someone who lives here, you'd have to pay them probably $12 or $15 an hour. So they make it out like bandits. You know, but, I mean, the whole thing with the wall over there, it's tougher than, like I said, you think, get over that wall. They've had people die. They found dead bodies, numerous dead bodies in that area because it's nothing but desert. There's nothing out there. And people take water thinking that they're going to have enough water until they get to the fence. And by the time they get to it, or they usually run out of water before they get there because they've even said that when they've done perimeter checks, they saw it's littered with bottles of water where people have emptied out and drank, and they find dead bodies because people are out there dying of thirst because it takes that long to get over that wall or get through it or get to it. Because don't forget, you got Mexicans on the other side trying to keep you from getting there. If you can get past them and you get in the middle, you got to last until you get all the way to the end. And people have, you know, unfortunately, they said they found children's bodies out there. They found women. You know, people that have just died trying to get over.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the sad part about it, really. You know? Mm-hmm. Like you said, I know you see on the news the people that are fleeing Cuba. They get on these cars, they make these rafts, these huts that are not going to be able to, you know, sustain anything, any type of water or anything. And people have gone down in the middle of oceans just trying to flee. And, you know, you got to wonder. You know, okay, it's the United States, it's the land of the free, but is it really worth all that? I don't know. I've never been on the other side, so I can't say that, you know?
Right.
And by any means, anyone listening, if you could put a different thought or a different idea in my head, 805-830-8320, call in and give us a new insight on it, but I can only go by what I feel, what I know, what I believe. So if you have another, you know, spin on it, please. Please call and enlighten me. I have no problem being corrected.
You know,
I want to learn.
Let me hear from everybody.
If you're here illegally, call in and let us know what it feels like going to the other side.
Right.
Seriously. Call in. We're going to report
it. Interesting. Okay, so right now, I would like to bring on somebody who's across the ocean.
Across the ocean?
He's across the ocean.
Really?
Yeah. Hi, Rob.
Oh, my God.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Yeah.
I can hear you.
How's my two favorite gorgeous ladies?
Doing well.
feel good?
I'm happy now. I'm speaking to you two. I know exactly what you mean, Brick. It's like what you just said about people wanting to get into America. It's the same problem as the UK. A lot of these foreigners think that the streets are paved with gold.
Mm-hmm.
And when they get to the UK, they realise that ain't the case. And they work for lower wages. But when they're in their countries, like, say, in Mexico, in your case, they just think that when they're going to get to America, the streets are paved with gold. They believe all the Hollywood movies and all that, you know?
Mm-hmm. How is it different in England? Do you have an immigration problem in England, first of all?
Well, I mean, the fact of the matter is, the UK is one of the most easiest countries for anyone to come into.
Well, yeah.
When you were saying about the Mexicans do work for $2 an hour,
mm-hmm.
what we get over here, a lot of British men are becoming unemployed because, like builders, bricklayers, they're becoming unemployed because companies don't want to pay them. They want to get the Polish and the Russians and pay them £2 an hour.
So wait a minute, what you're saying is our Mexicans our Mexicans are your Polish.
Yeah.
And you're Russian.
Yeah.
Okay. See how it's different?
Same thing in Chicago. It's a lot of Polish workers and Ukrainian workers in Chicago now.
Yeah.
Okay, this is Leo for everybody that just tuned in.
Hello, Leo.
In Chicago, we got Russ. Across the pond in the UK.
No, we've also got Ukrainians and the Lithuanians. Yeah. But
let me ask you about Caribbeans. Y'all have a lot of Caribbeans over there as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I know you love the jerk chicken.
Oh, yeah.
But
love that.
Is it easier for Caribbeans to go there? Because I see a lot of, you don't need a visa if you're Caribbean to go there.
Not in the UK, no, because
UK. That's what
it's a long history thing, but no.
Yeah, because UK owns some of the territories in the Caribbean, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like the British Virgin Islands and stuff like that, they own all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like how we own Puerto Rico, and Puerto Ricans don't really need a to come here.
Okay, so that's how it's like over there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thing is, Brick, I'm not racist, and I don't care about a person's skin colour or where they're from, but when a guy can't afford to pay for his family because a company or an employer is taking on an Eastern European worker for less wages, I think that's unfair. I think that's unfair because a man can't work, or a woman or whatever, you get female builders also, they can't work because the companies can pay cheaper foreigners.
I agree. So they can't be your favorite people either, Russ. I mean, I'm not saying to hate them or dislike them because of their race, but there's got to be some kind of animosity towards them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, personally, I mean, it doesn't affect me personally, but people, mm-hmm. it does. But there you go. I mean, it's a tricky one because you got to be careful. You don't want that people don't call you racist all the time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's an easy word to say, but... it's getting,
I don't know. It just seems like it would be different there in the sense where there's not such thing as really racism. I know racism is everywhere. I'm not going to be that naive. But it's not so much as racism, but as poor against the rich.
Yeah.
Over there. As it is here, it's poor against against the rich and racist.
It's not really poor against the rich. Right, it's rich against the government. Because what happens is the government will tax the rich, the rich businesses. So if you're putting higher taxes on the businesses and your workers also want a higher raise, of course you're going to go for the most cheap labor so in order to get the most profit.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a simple business.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, I think what they need to do is lower the taxes for the businesses so they'd be able to have more leeway in hiring more people, you know, from the country. That way they can also, so that way both can make profit. The citizens here, right, and the company.
Right. Interesting.
Very interesting take. Thank you for that.
Yes, thank you for that.
Folks
that just tuned in, hold on, Russ. Folks that just tuned in, you're tuned into the Honey Suite with La Crush on Phone Fantasy Radio. Right now I got guest co-host Brick Wilkes, a.k.a. Pastor Brick. Also got Leo from Chicago, right? And we also have Russ from London, U.K., and we are talking about immigration all the way around now. Since Russ
all the way around.
Okay, all the way around. We're just talking about immigration all the way around. Border control, security. You know, how do you feel about the security for your area, you know, for your country? And, you know, if you want to join in the conversation, by all means, call us up, 805-830-8320. Press 1. We'll definitely let you on. Shout out to the 757 who's tuned in right now. And, you know, people that's in the chat room. We got Brick, Leo, Russ, some other people. We're all in the chat room. PhoneFantasyRadio.com. Click on Listen Chat, and you can join us in the chat room. We're also on blogtalkradio.com. Shout out to Michael and Friends, who's in the chat room over there. Guest 12068, who's in the chat room over there. So I just wanted to say that real quick. We'll be taking a break real quick. But generally speaking, Russ, how do you feel about the security in your country?
Well, you have to realise terrorism isn't anything new. I know it's quite new after the 9/11, and even though the Trade Center had a terrorist attack back in 1993, but terrorism is quite, on a large scale, quite new. It's a talking subject in America since 12 years ago, rather. But we've had terrorism in the UK since the 1960s. You know,
deal with the Irish.
The IRA, exactly. So, to answer your question, this is, security is, it's been an issue before my generation and before the generation before me. I'm 39 years old. You know, I mean, saying that, on the last London Marathon, which was 1 week after the Boston one, the security was stepped up about probably 10 times. There's always security there, but after the bombing in Boston, the week later in the London Marathon, that was like totally reorganized for obvious reasons. So, but America, you know, America and the UK, I think personally, and everyone disagrees, America and the UK has always worked together. When in September, when September 11th happened in 2001, the British Prime Minister was the only Prime Minister and only leader in the world to go over and be with Bush at the time.
Yeah. Tony Blair,
you've got it. And the British soldiers were the first soldiers to go and help, which is fair enough because the Americans helped the British in the Second World War against the Germans. So, but it wasn't the French, it wasn't the Spanish, it wasn't the Germans, it was the British. And I'm not saying that to be proud, because I'm not proud of my country. I'm my own person. I don't care where I come from. I'm just stating facts.
Mm-hmm.
I'll also be the first one to admit the bad things England, UK's done over the years. Like if you go back in history, but the fact is, the British were the first to help out the USA in 9/11. But I know you're going. That's going on to a different subject now. But you know.
Okay.
It's
good.
It's good to get insight from all sides, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
We got another caller from the 786. Is that Florida? I'm going to stop guessing. Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
What's your name and where you calling from?
Yeah, what's up?
Mm.
How y'all doing?
Tell me.
No, I'm just entering the conversation. I'm listening and learning and understanding and continuing.
Well, state your name. Let everybody know who you is.
This is Buddha.
Hey, Buddha. You didn't
know
that.
Hello,
Buddha. How you been?
I've been good.
Good. Good. I haven't heard from you in a long time.
Well, I got a text message stating that you guys were on tonight, so I just have to call in and support.
Don't you love social media? What do
you
think
much.
About Buddha? I'm interested.
Well,
I'm going to ask you the first question we have for tonight, Buddha. Tonight we
ask,
what if you turned on the news yesterday and the United States said that they closed their borders? What are your thoughts on that?
Wow. I don't know. You know, I don't think I'd be in a state of panic. Until I start seeing tanks and military running down our streets, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think we're one of the few countries that haven't had any kind of military rule or any type of war in our main streets, you know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
And I was listening to you guys speaking about the terrorist acts and the terrorist stuff. And, we have relatively felt safe in our homes, unlike other countries.
Right.
So it will be a turn of events. I think it'll be a lot of panic in the streets, you know. Lots of panic. I don't think we're prepared for something like that.
I think war is coming in the future, though. It's coming.
And you know what? I see something like that happening,
mm-hmm.
and I think you have a lot of military, miniature military. Factions that we have within our country that have been preparing for things like this for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fanatical factions. You know, but hey, you know, it's a great possibility that those things can happen. If you listen, if you see the different things that are happening as far as the little miniature terrorist acts, they can happen on a grander scale at any moment, you know? We're constantly giving away our leaks. We're giving away how to do things to ourselves, you know?
Exactly.
We're basically telling them how to kill us.
We're
on the news giving the 1-2 how to kill the U.S., you know?
Yeah.
How to destroy us, 101. And we're on the news telling it.
And I totally agree with that. I really do. And I think that's why I don't watch the news.
I can't
sit there and watch the news because in the process of them reporting,
they add
extra stuff. Like stuff like, why would you even say that? Like,
this
is
horrible,
about,
but you know if they had did this and this, the devastation would have been more grand.
Right, and I'm like, wait, hold on. What are you doing?
I'm like, wow,
right.
Shut the hell up.
but it's definitely true.
Every day, but you got to take the news with a grain of salt. Always take the news with a grain of salt.
Mm-hmm.
I try to, but I really don't. All right, folks, let me take this quick break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to definitely finish the conversation. You are tuned into the Honey Sweet. I am.
Yes, stay on, Buddha, because I got to ask you something. Real important.
Yeah, don't go nowhere, Buddha.
All right.
All right, let me take this quick break, and we'll be right back.
So a few nights ago, I had this one-night stand with a girl named Brittany, right? And when we woke up in the morning, we kind of been through these stories of all the people that we've been with. And we found out that I had sex with Brittany, who had sex with Kenny, who had sex with Jenny, who had sex with Keith. Now, Keith had sex with Stephanie, and she had sex with Raheem. Now, Raheem had sex with Shauna, and later had sex with Charlene, and Charlene was in a threesome with Shauna and me. So, I guess that means I fucked myself twice. Pimpin'. Oh, psych. Because, see, what I forgot to mention is that Shauna is bi, and she turned out Charlene. Now, Charlene got raped by this dude named Raheem. Now, Raheem is on the down low and had sex with Keith, and Keith just found out he caught HIV. Now, Keith had sex with Jenny, and Jenny had sex with Kenny, and Kenny had sex with Brittany, and Brittany fucked me. And now, I'm sitting in the clinic tripping, thinking in the back of my mind that I joined the epidemic, praying that protection protected, cause a lifelong of infection ain't worth one night. And she did say, I'll give you a night to remember. She ain't lie, cause I remember this for the rest of my life. And this morning, after a loud last night, got real quiet when she told me she might have caught the HIV virus. Then she saw a whole life flash for her eyes, seeing she had unprotected sex multiple times, multiple nights, times that with multiple guys. Multiply that with girls that the guys fuck twice, then divide that with problems each person provides, and add that to diseases we have in these times, that subtracts all them times that she cared about the guy. And that's when she realized she risked her life for nothing but pleasure that'll last a few seconds, or to keep a man that's headed in a different direction. When a pops left, her head went a different direction. Now she off giving head to some different directions, and invested in dropping school for some strip lessons, dancing on a pole, doing anything for dough. She started with smoking weed, then graduated to the pipe, got addicted. Now she doing drugs all the time, infatuated with the life of gang members and drug lords, thinking that money can give her sense of comfort, waiting for a man that would come to take her out her world, but he never came, so she been stuck in that same world. And that night when I met her at the club, I ain't know all this about her. All I saw was a beautiful girl, and I fucked her. Not because I loved her, but I exploited her insecurities for another. One night of no strings and no attachments. I told her everything she wanted to hear to get that ass quick. And I don't know if that was karma or something, but now, we both sitting in the clinic tripping, thinking in the back of our minds that we joined the epidemic, praying that protection protected, cause a lifelong of infection ain't worth one night. The results came back, we looked at them at the same time. I was HIV negative, but unfortunately, Brittany wasn't as lucky as I.
Okay, welcome back.
Well, after this whole crazy fiasco, I was going to really question what I was doing.
Circle of Sex. From his album, The Phase of Love. You are tuned into the Honey Sweets, and we are talking about the land of the free, America, and immigration. We're covering a little bit of everything. We got international with Russ from London, UK right now. We got Leo from Chicago representing. We got Buddha. From, where are you from, Buddha? Florida. What?
That's where you're from? He's
from Miami. Right.
Yeah, from Miami, Florida.
Right, Miami, Florida. And we got my co-host.
Two Live Crew.
Huh?
Two Live Crew.
Two Live Crew.
Two Live Crew. From, oh, God. Retro.
we're
the home of Two Live Crew.
I see you, 252. I'm going to get you.
And Bachata and all that other stuff.
252, I see you. I'm going to get to you real quick. Brick, you had a question for Buddha?
Yeah, I have a question for Buddha. Buddha, I'm glad you called in. Because I don't really know what your background is and, you know, and all that
yeah.
stuff. But I just know that you are from Honduras. Right?
Yeah, so I'm what you call Afro-Latino.
Oh, he's Latino. Now, my question is, our jurors right now, from what I know of, is the Civil War. Is that war still going on?
No, not right now. But
it's not
actually,
right now, but y'all still have protective status.
And Honduras,
in the United States,
the capital, not the capital, but San Pedro in Honduras is the murder capital right now.
Wow.
It's the number with the number one murders right now in the world.
Yeah, I noticed y'all still have protective status in the United States, which means that means that nobody is being deported back to Honduras if they're here. Okay, so I understand that.
Oh, no.
That's why I'm saying, what on earth is going on?
I won't even go
in
back
Honduras?
To visit no more. Yeah.
Okay. Now, the fact that it's so bad over there, I'm sure they, are people still immigrating from Honduras?
You still have people coming out here, leaving there to come here, And just like any other Central American or South American country, what's going on in Honduras is the fact that you have a lot of young teenagers coming here and trying to get into that drug life and that gangbanger life, and then when they get caught up and get sent back because they don't have no papers, they're feeling like they're big time and they want to run things over there because it's a smaller country, And they're doing it so harshly and so ruthlessly because, you in that type of country, military and police are corrupt. A few dollars, American money go a long way over there. So people are getting killed in front of ATM machines, even if they give up the money.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been—it's a whole ruthless thing. You come down here,
it's
you start watching movies. Yeah, you start watching movies, listening to rap, and listening to all kinds of things. You get caught up in a particular lifestyle you think is like the truth. It's the real thing right here, and you going back trying to emulate that. Everybody want to be Scarface. Everybody want to be Scarface.
Exactly, like Scarface.
And that's just the truth. That's just the reality. Everybody want to be Scarface. They want to have all the big money, the dope, the girls, and they want to be ruthless with it. And they feel like that's the way to be.
Amnesia, because people tend to forget what happened to Scarface at the end of the movie.
Yeah, they don't think about that. They totally, they go into denial, like they don't know that this fool got killed at the end of the movie.
Well, that's not what it is. What it is they think that they know better.
Yeah,
I
know.
That.
That's why they're in denial. They know better.
So,
just like, I'll tell you something. Recently in Miami, these people, the police came up on this house. They had a grow house where they was growing weed in the house. Police came into the house, raiding the house. Apparently, a guy was sitting in a BMW in front of the house. I guess he was sitting low. Nobody saw him. The police didn't even see him. So they go up to the house. This fool get out the car, guns blazing, shooting at the cops. Like he wasn't finna get killed. Now, in my mind, the police didn't even see his stupid ass.
Exactly.
He
could have
just sat down in the car.
He got out
like he the baddest man and shooting. He ended up getting dead.
Okay.
That's the whole mentality of this thing. That whole
Buddha.
Cowboys and Indian thing.
Hold on. Let me get to this caller. They've been waiting for a minute. Let me get to this caller. They're from the 252 area code. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, this is Joey. What's happening? I'm in Hawaii right now.
Oh,
nice.
Hawaii. Wow. We got everybody
over
here.
Land of the black sand.
Okay. What's your name?
My name's Garland. I'm in Hawaii playing ball, but I stay in North Carolina, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, what are your thoughts?
I don't know. I just jumped into this conversation, so I'm kind of like, trying to get my thoughts together right now. Just listening and observing,
Okay. Well,
right now, what's...
Oh, okay, go ahead,
Brett. No, I have a reason to say, go ahead.
Oh. Well, right now we're talking about a little bit of everything. Mostly we're talking about immigration, borders, terrorism. Our first question of the night was, if you turned on the news tomorrow and they told you that the U.S. had closed its borders to other countries, how would you think that would make you feel?
Well, to be honest, I'm just going to stay in Hawaii then.
Oh.
Okay.
But nah,
that's an option.
But nah, keep it 100. I mean, you know, you can't defeat the purpose of a parish, you feel me? Because they come from any shape, form, or fashion of how it is, you feel me? So I'm like, this is why close the borders of other countries when the shit gonna happen regardless. You know, they breed them from generation to generation. So, you know, why close the border? Because the shit is already here. Niggas is.
Right,
niggas
that's
is,
a, that was the purpose of closing the border, to clean up what's going on here.
Excuse my language, but people is in the USA right now that's breeding carriers right now, you feel me? So why close the border when it's already here?
Because, you know, it's like, why close the barn door so that you ain't got to sweep more leaves up? You know, you close it, and then you clean up what's contained. Then you open back up. But as long as you got the door open, something's going to continue to blow in while you're trying to clean it, you'll never get it clean. So you need to just, we need to just close the borders, clean up the inside, and then open them back up when we have
a control.
Do you know
the kind of profiling that's going to happen with cleaning up the inside?
But to be honest,
it's not such thing as cleaning the inside up. You can't clean the inside up.
You can't.
It's already interrupted right now. You feel me? So it's not such thing as people saying, "Yeah, we gonna clean the inside up," when it's already interrupted. That,
okay,
yo,
but it's already
the terrorists can look like you and me.
Yeah.
Okay.
They can look like you and me. Talk like you and me.
No, but the crazy thing is, I don't fear terrorism as much as I fear my own government.
Yep. I agree.
Yeah,
oh, I agree with that. Wholeheartedly.
Do y'all want to open that can? We can open that can.
I'm agreeing with that right there.
I have more drugs in my face by the police than any other criminal, terrorist, gangbanger in my whole life. So that's all I'm saying.
Brick,
I can agree with that.
What are your thoughts on that?
About the government itself?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Give us a brief, try to condense it. What are your thoughts?
Talk about we in a free world. We not in a free world.
Well, basically, you know, I agree with what that brother said, that, you know, am I more afraid of the terrorists or my government, especially when, you know, these terrorists, they'll let you know eventually they're coming for you. The government don't say nothing. They don't move down on your ass and just have you. You know,
man,
we probably all being marked for this conversation going on right now.
If our government wants you missing, you'll be missing.
Right.
If our government really wanted to solve a crime, they really could. And I mean, really, really could. Because technically,
okay.
I'm going to say just one thing. Google Earth.
Okay. Google Earth.
Yep. Yep.
Now,
yep.
Google Earth was a military application that was dropped down to us because it really, for us, it really don't serve no major purpose. We really can't do too much with it because photographs or time frames. But I guarantee you that military has an upgraded version.
Of course they do. Yeah, what did you see in your house?
That can listen to our conversation and heat signatures right now.
Oh,
wave at the ceiling,
now,
everybody.
If I shoot him, like, I'm going to tell you something. If I shoot a motherfucker in the street right now, I bet you if the government wanted to solve it, they could see me doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Now, how many times have you had an instance where somebody got shot and they sent a photograph all around, right, and said, people, find this person, and they found them real fast?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying that the photo did the trick. I'm saying that the government utilized that as a cover up to do their own thing.
Mm.
You understand?
Because
if they want to find somebody right away, they will find them.
I know they will. Okay, I know that our technology is way more advanced than the government is letting on. I'm aware of that.
Oh,
I mean, anytime you can sit up there and take an ultrasound photo and see an exact picture of your child's face before it even comes out.
Do you know how much shit
you
I can get in my shop.
And that's the bottom of the barrel when you think about it.
Do you know how much shit I can get at the spa shop right now?
Right.
How many advanced pieces of technology I can get at the spa shop?
And that's true.
That's for the layman. I ain't even military. That's just on the street.
And that's on the street
right.
You can get it, which is true. You know, you can get trackers and GPS trackers
right.
And all sorts of other things that you can get.
I can play 007 right now. I can play 007 right now just going into the spa shop.
But not even that. Your cell phone is packed.
Yeah.
There's so much stuff in it. The cell phone itself. Your little old cell phone is packed with so much stuff.
I can Google track.
Hey, look, real shit, like true fact, I can just tell you something right now, right? No, I am military, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I went at the age of 18, rise of high school, went to college. I joined the NBA D-League and everything, you feel me? But I'm still military. I went in at the age of 23. Right now, I'm 25. Age 23, I went in as a SEAL 6. I don't know how many people know about the SEAL 6 or any or that person in the nation of death, the SEAL 6. But, yeah, the SEAL 6 is a selection of few that went in as a, that went in for Osama. You feel me?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. It's the Pelican Brief or something like that. This is something that's going to classify that I ain't supposed to hear.
I don't need no more coming down on me. So if this is something classified, let me know so I can hang up. I'm not going to say I'm not going to disobey my honor like that, you feel me? Like, what the government got, yeah, that shit is, like, real fiction there. So, yeah, what you say, that shit is believable. That shit is real faction. Because that shit is true, you feel me? So,
yes, sir.
I agree with my man on what he just said about. What he just said, I agree with you, bro. Because that shit is
I appreciate
real.
It.
Yeah, already.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
I'm making my forehead sweat. I'm just saying. You know, join the conversation,
folks.
805-830-8300.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I'll definitely let you on. Buddha, move the phone away from your nose.
My bad. I think it's the earphones. Hold on a second.
Okay. Getting all in there, just a lot of breathing.
Well, see, that's what happened to me, though. You know, like, when you got the earphones on, you know, the mic is, like, right there.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay. I definitely agree with y'all. We are talking about a little bit of everything right now. Brick?
Yeah?
What's your summary of the last hour and 15 minutes?
Well, basically, we've been talking about immigration. We've been talking about the things that have been going on regarding terrorists. Should we close our borders? Should we leave our borders open? We've been talking about the job situation here when it comes to Mexicans and other Latinos. You know, day laborers taking, you know, work from the consumer. We even went across the pond and heard about how immigration has affected the UK, how the Mexicans and what we consider Mexicans here, you know, taking the jobs here. They have Polish and Ukrainians and what was the other one he said? Lithuanians working for cheap over there. And
Eastern European countries.
Yeah, so they are kind of, you know, we're kind of going through the same thing as we're going through here concerning day laborers. And we basically had just been saying if we close the borders, would it really impact anybody? How, you know, would it help us? Wouldn't it help us? Does it make sense to, you know, should we just leave it alone and just say, hey, you know, this is the way it is? Oh, well.
Please break.
Yeah.
You there, babe?
I did, right?
The thing is, what a lot of people argue with, and they say, it was immigration that made the UK great. Just like they say, it was immigration that made America great.
Liz, this was more, I started to say something. Scratch that.
Well, it kind of did, you know what I mean? Have a lot of different kinds of cultures coming into one. Take the good out of bad out of all.
So that brings us to another topic. And
yeah.
That topic is concerning, you know, since we're all black on this phone, Russ included. Russ is an honorary black man. We've already crowned him black. How does the, you know, gentrification, because now it seems like, you know, we're all black, and it seems like the blacks are marrying whites, we're marrying Italians, marrying Indians. I saw a black and an Indian married the other day. That really blew me away. Arabs, marrying all different types of races. And we're giving birth to a new, I'm not going
to
say, I don't like that word.
Giving birth to me. Giving birth to me. That's how I'm going to say it.
Giving birth to,
that's how I got here.
Mixed children. I'll say it.
Yes, me. Giving birth to me. That's what I said.
So how do you think that is going to affect us in the future? Does it have an effect? Does it mean anything? Does it just mean nothing? What does that mean to everybody?
Basically, it's going to happen. All the races are going to mix. And somewhere in the near future, hopefully it'll be all one color. Then we can get over this racism bullshit. I'm guessing.
They all be mulatto.
It depends on how they come out and how they identify, how you look on the outside. That's my thing. Even though we're blending, if your skin is a little tanner, if you got a little bit more broader features, you know, that
yeah,
is what it's really going to boil down to when it comes to the
yeah,
melting pot.
There will be a little bit of that, but I think in the long run, I'm thinking about hundreds of years down the line, in the long run. Probably for the better, I think.
Okay, what about you, Russ? I would love to hear your opinion on it.
Yes, Russ.
But what, if they all look the same?
Russ, I mean, also, so you would have little black babies.
Well, personally, I don't like white women. I like...
Well, yeah, we know that. So you would have little black babies.
Yeah.
With afros and everything.
With mulattoes.
I like
with
afros.
Mulattoes.
I think afros look cool. I always wish I could have had an afro, but I can't because I'm white.
Yeah.
And I'm going bald anyway.
That's why my great-grandfather came from England and got himself a black woman.
Cool.
Nice.
Nice.
We got another caller, folks. We got another caller from the 314. What's your name? Where you calling from? I'm not even going to try to guess where that's at.
314 is Missouri, but I am living in Florida, and that's just my number. I think that everybody assumes that there's going to be one full race because everybody's mixing so much. I don't believe that because you still have an America, you still have an Africa, you still have a lot of people that want to be with their own race, and they don't necessarily speak it or protest about it. Right now it's maybe politically incorrect, but it's a lot of people that feel that, hey, I'm black and I want to stay with my brothers, or a lot of white people will never say it, but they'll say, hey, I'm white, I want to stay with a white person. I want to build a family with my own kind. So you have a lot of people that are just never going to voice that opinion because it's politically incorrect, but I don't think we're all going to eventually combine to one race because you still have people that are very much so still sticking to their own race.
Do you know what?
What's your name?
Oh, I'm sorry. My name's Gina.
Hi, Gina.
interesting theory. Is not that there was going to be all one race?
I don't think it would be one race, but
yeah,
I think it would be a new race.
I think we're all blending, but
yeah, ultimately, I think a lot of people are blending. There's going to be a great number of blending.
You have a lot of people who are,
I guess, pro their own race and want to be, I guess, want to continue on that. Like me as an Afro-Latino,
mm-hmm.
I'm black and pro-Latino, but I am pro-Latino too, so I want to continue on that culture. And that Latin culture and the Spanish and all the other things with my children and so on and so forth. So
right.
I guess you have. I think it's not so much of a color thing, but maybe a cultural thing.
Yeah, I think culture
should maintain that culture.
Yeah, cultural thing.
Hold on. Everybody talking at once. I don't have to mute you. Woohoo!
I was saying, I think it's more of a cultural thing. For some people, it's a racial thing, but I think it's more of a cultural thing, wanting to kind of maintain the history of your culture, of where you're coming from, where you came from, you know, passing that on from generation to generation. Yeah, like I said, there's other people who feel strongly just on the racial aspect. But I think for the most part, a lot of people is for more of a cultural thing.
Yes, but can I say something?
Sure.
I think this is Gina again. I think if you are sticking with your own kind of people, that is cultural. I mean, if you're black and you're only dating or marrying and producing black children, that's automatic cultural. If you're black and Spanish, and you continue on with Latin or black, you're continuing the same culture. If you were to go and marry somebody Korean, there's going to be a mix. What I'm saying is a lot of people want to continue their culture, which is, I guess, intently you are sticking with your own race, because if you're sticking with your own kind, you're continuing that culture. It's natural to continue that culture when you are married or you spend your life or a life partner with that person and they're your same skin color, your same cultural, your same belief. That's just like a Jewish man and he marries a Jewish woman and they're both white. They're continuing their culture and their race.
But you have black Jews.
What's their religion?
No, I didn't. I knew you were going to say black Jews, but I wasn't talking about black Jews. I was saying,
okay,
that's why I said
white. You got Sephardic Jews. You got black Jews.
Yes, I know.
Okay,
I know that.
Let me say, just speaking on me alone, right, I'm two cultures in one. I'm black and I'm Latino. So
and
if I hung out with somebody that was black, I'm still hindering my child by not giving them the Latino portion. So if I marry somebody that's Latino who's not black, I'm also hindering them from the black portion. So I have to embrace both of them.
Confusion.
With whoever I'm with. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hey, look, Buddha, that's a good question. I have a question. Look, this is Mr. 252, but look, I'm black and Puerto Rican. You feel me?
Yeah.
But I have a baby by an Asian female.
Right.
So what kind of category would that put me in?
You'd have to embrace both cultures, all
right.
Three actually, because the mother's culture as well as your own. You're gonna have to embrace both, so that child better speak Spanish and Korean.
Oh, already?
Like a wood.
Because if not, both of those cultures if they're not blended, they're lost.
Right.
And in Latin. And he's got three to do. He's got three.
Yes, of course. If they don't speak them languages and know about them cultures, that essentially deads the culture right there for that family.
Right.
Mm.
And I see that a lot here in Miami. You have a lot of Latinos who are not born here, who have children who are born here, who don't speak no damn Spanish, and I want to hit their ass in the throat because you just killed your generation right now. You don't your culture at the worst point, on a whole other level. I'm American. I'm not Spanish. Okay, you're American, but you are also Spanish. You come from a heritage of Latinos, and you just killed your language.
And so far as language go, they most likely saying that the world language is going to be English. So, like, it's already becoming out the door because everybody else in the world, their second language that they really have to teach is English.
Oh, I agree.
So he's saying in the near future, like, everybody, the world's language is going to be English anyway. And then he said it was just last year that there was a language, I don't know if it's South America or Africa, that just died out. It died with the last woman from that tribe.
Yeah.
Last year, so that language from her tribe is gone now.
Exactly. And that's something you don't want to have to happen. That's a culture. That's a culture that's dead now.
Interesting conversation. Y'all tuned into the Honey Sweet with the Crush Hearts, my co-host Brick Wilkes. We have
Brick.
Buddha from Miami,
yeah.
Florida. We have Gina, new to the line from, where are you from again?
Florida.
She's in Florida, right?
Yes.
Okay, she's in Florida. We have 252. He's in Hawaii right
Aloha.
Now. Playing ball. We have Leo, who's in Chicago. We have Russ, who's international, across the pond in the UK. You still with us, Russ?
Right, that's Fred.
You said that again?
He said right there, Fred.
Right there, Fred. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, and we have New York. So we all over the country as well as the world right now. We're global. We're in the chat room at phonefantasyradio.com/listen. We're also on blogtalkradio.com, hosting live. I'm going to take a 5-minute quick break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to continue our conversation and wrap this up because we're having a really good time. I think I know. Brick?
Jolly good time.
You having a good time, Brick?
Jolly good, jolly good. I'm enjoying all of these Latinas and these
Can I say something quickly?
Go ahead, Ross.
Go ahead, Ross.
Don't make love at the garden gate. Love is blind, but the neighbours ain't.
Okay, Russ. Thank you for calling, Russ.
There was a quick
poem there.
On that note. Yeah, that
Russ started. On that note, we're going to take a quick break. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere, folks.
He don't look for beef. But he's from the belly of the beast. And the nigga gotta eat. So we out here like a bully on these streets. And it's hard to be scared of the sergeant when you starving. When you got 3 kids in a 2-room apartment, you stay down for whatever. You take chances with no second guessing. Now CNN keeps saying the U.S. is in a recession, which ironically translates to the hood in a Great Depression. And Obama, he ain't Teddy Roosevelt. And you can tighten your belt until the leather break, just like the levee break. When you hungry, you'll make a nigga levitate for the crumbs on his plate. You get to thinking, if I take his cake, then I can have mine and eat it too. And I don't mean to be rude, but hunger pains tend to put people in bad moods. It tend to put mugshots on the news of regular dudes whose dues been paid, but his chance has been put in escrow, and he can't let go, so he kisses his wife. Grabs his iron and tells his boys, let's go. See, his bank book is in the red. He's stuck in a white legal system and he's living with the ill street blues. Now, if you mix those hues, it's plain to see that his issues are American. When your stomach is growling, it makes it easy to serve heroin. And if you can remove the stomach pains by moving cocaine, then Burger King becomes a synonym for dope game. See, touchdowns are the same as Mary Jane. Jump shots is like crack rocks to the have-nots. It's all a hustle. Whether you're using Pyrex or muscle, it's all about that profit. Even if you slang rhymes, homie, you better flow narcotic. See, it's all about that profit. Even if you slang it rhymes, boy, you better flow narcotic. They say the root of all evil is money. I find that funny because in this country, chasing cash, that's the only way to make sure that you ain't hungry. tell me the temperature on stage once you start performing is like 144 degrees. So, like, I'm sweating and carrying on, drinking water. Y'all cold? Cool. I tell you what, this is what we're going to do. How about you come up here and do my poems, and then, you know, so I sit down and chill out. Cool. Anyway, you know, I'm a lyricist.
Okay. We're back. Just a quick break. Just everybody go get you a drink of water. Relax. We're having a nice conversation about a little bit of everything. We done covered everything today, Brick.
Yes, we sure have.
Oh. Yeah, we covered the borders. We covered terrorism. Mm-hmm. We covered a little bit of everything. So I think this has turned out to be a very productive show.
Yes. Well, I have a question that's going to challenge our listeners right about now. And, of course, this is going to make you do something you may not want to do. But we have to be honest. Honesty is the best policy here. Mm-hmm. And I want everybody on the phone right now to tell me, since we're into race and we're talking about racial issues, to name, and don't tell me there's none, there's got to be at least one racial class that you just either don't understand and are frustrated with, or that you just need mediation with. So I'm going to ask you, Crush, I'm going to get with you.
Uh-huh.
If you could pick any race to really sit down and just have a mediation with, session with, so that you can understand them better or tolerate them better on their culture or their customs or whatever, which race would it be?
I wouldn't say I can't tolerate them and I'm not frustrated with them, but I'm going to have to go with the, I'm going to have to go with the Oriental, all of them. just to get it.
By Oriental, you mean Asian.
Asian, yes, because they're, very, in my opinion, they're very deep with tradition. You know, and they don't like change, in my opinion. This is all my opinion, folks. They don't like change, and they're very deep in tradition, and that is one, like, they're just like a mystery to me. Like, they're off, they're out of touch, they're off limits, as far as I am concerned, as far as my interaction with them, as far as me talking to them. So if I wanted to learn anything or just sit down and just get to the bottom of stuff, that would be, it would be the Asian community.
Okay.
For me personally. Let's go into you.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I would honestly say, I think a lot of people would agree with me, that I need to have mediation with South Asians. That would be the Indians. That would be Pakistanis, Bangladeshis, anything of that, the Indians, Indians, anything of that nature, I would have to have mediation with, yes, with that race, yes. And that's because I get very frustrated easily by them. I think that a lot of them are rude. The ones that I've come in contact with who have been very rude. They've been very... it's, I don't know, it's like they're, what's the opposite of cheap? What's the word? They try to jack the price up on you. You know, I found that they try to price gouge a lot. And it doesn't even matter where I am. It could be a 99-cent store, or it could be a taxi cab drive, or it could be in a restaurant. I always find that they try to skim me out of money. So I think I need mediation with the Indian, with the South Asian, that's the politically correct term, the South Asian population.
Not
I need
the Middle Eastern.
Middle Eastern, yeah.
What
I
about you, Leo? Representing Chicago, you're a mixed breed yourself. What are your thoughts?
Yep. I don't really have an issue with a certain race, to say. I have an issue with religion, but not race.
Okay.
So
what religion would that be?
Okay, yeah.
basically all of them.
Oop. Okay. We're not even going to go into that can of worms.
No, it ain't that
long. I'm not even going to open the door to that can of worms. Right now I'm going to ask Gina, who's in Florida, representing Missouri, 314. What are your thoughts on that question?
I will not say that I cannot tolerate them, but I do have issues with the Caucasian race, and I think I would sit at the table, at the round table with them, and I would ask them about economy. I would ask them about race. I would ask them about the ignorance, the trust, all dealing with African-American people and other races. I did hear her say about the other races across the country. I think that we as America, we are a bully, but we also are backwards in everything that we kind of do as far as government. And everyone knows that Caucasian people think once I make a law, once I make a rule, we're good and that makes sense. And I would like to sit down at a round table and talk to them because I think foreign people come over here and get more advantage than the very people that built this country, which are the African American people. So I think things are totally backwards. It's on the flip side of how this country is ran. Also, I think a lot of those people, the Pakistani or whoever she was talking about, those people are rude. Those people have been hurt. And also you have to understand, these people have been bullied. And once you're bullied and you retaliate in our newspapers and in our news, they'll feed you like they do about us. What they want us to watch and what they want us to fear. So I don't think all of them are bad. I think if you push, a person is known to push back, and their country has to push back, and that's it.
Right. Totally agree. What about you, Buddha, representing Miami, Florida?
Man. Listen. I'm listening to y'all and y'all issues with certain races. I mean, I have similar issues probably with the Haitian ones here. I don't want to come off as ignorant, and I realize these people have been through a lot, and that's fine, but when you get here and you start really acting the ass for no reason, then we maybe need to have to sit down and talk, you know. If you're driving the same way you drive in your country here, then we need to have a talk, you know. And if you're staring at our women like you do in your country, then maybe we need to have a talk. That's really uncomfortable.
Yes.
You know, if you're rude and obnoxious in a kind of creepy-ass way,
yeah,
we need to sit down and talk about etiquette in this country. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That whole rude attitude to get you punched in the mouth, we need to talk about that too.
Why do you feel like you're your own experience?
No, I'm just saying.
You feel like this happened to you today, Buddha.
No, I'm not saying it. But in reality, a lot of times dealing with they have their. I'm glad we kind of talk about this because we all have a little racist in each and every one of us.
Yeah.
To certain extent, you know, we just don't say nothing about it. We have our own issues about certain individual particular races, and probably about every individual one because of certain stereotypes. We just don't voice it to a point to where we want to hit nobody or hurt nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like other fanatical races do. But we all have issues within our own race, we have issues. Because you'd be like, boy, them niggas over there. And then you'd be like, no, I'm a black. I'm not a nigga. And then you'd be like, oh, no, hell no. I was man just like a nigga. And you get an issue with our own people. We have issues with our own people doing stupid stuff.
Any race,
I think it's more of a problem
hold
with
on,
ignorance
hold on,
than
Leo.
The race.
Now, so any issue that I have an issue with, any race I have an issue with, is from my own people. That's more of anything.
But it's more of an issue of ignorance than just the race. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Like, hate being uneducated about things.
Yeah, that could be any race, though. You know what I'm saying? If you don't have any education on a particular level, if you're ignorant to a particular level, then you're going to be a problem for anybody. You know?
But as far as,
no matter what race you are, you can be Caucasian, black, West Indian, Jamaican, Latino, it don't matter. You know?
But as far as our culture concerned is, we kind of lag it behind because we don't own none of our businesses. So our money in our community only exchange hands maybe once or twice. But after that, the money we generate in our community goes out to other races instead of bringing it back to our own. So we lag
behind.
Because
we don't build nothing. What do we build?
Exactly.
We don't build nothing. Okay. Let me get into the other callers that we have. I want to go international real quick, and I want to ask this question to Russ. Let's get your opinion, Russ.
Hello, babe.
Hey.
Right, who don't I like?
It's not who do you like, but who would you want to sit at the round table with?
Seriously?
Yeah.
And I'm being totally serious. I think the Crips and the Bloods for a start. I'll say
wait, no.
No, I'm being serious. I'm being serious.
No, they're talking about race, though. As far as race, what kind of race would you sit down at the round table and talk with? That might be having issues there.
I'll put a few some Jewish people down because I've met a lot of Jewish people in London who were very, very racist. And these are the same people who were scrutinized and tortured in the Second World War because of their race. And these people, the next generations, are doing the same thing.
Yeah, they are. I agree with that. A lot of them are doing
that. Are these like Hasidic Jews? What kind of Jews?
They're not Sephardic.
Any of them.
Well, how can you...
I'm not saying all
any of them.
The
so you can tell which one of Jews and which one, like, which... okay, so you shut up.
Jewish person, I love it, yeah.
Put that lid back on. We only got ten minutes left to the show. Put that lid back on.
Let it go.
Lid back on. As a matter of fact, we got 10 minutes remaining on the clock. You are tuning into the Honey Suite. Right now I'm going to lend it over to Brick and let her do the outro and basically sum up tonight's show. Basically, we went there today, and there was immigration. We talked about the pros and we talked about the cons of closing the borders, not necessarily the pros. I was the only one that saw the pros in it. And we talked about how it would be if, we talked about races and different races and how we interact with different races, and if we had mediation with races, how would it turn out? We also talked about our children. Mm-hmm. Mixed racing between our children, and if there was going to be some people mentioned a new race or original race or something of that nature. We're not going to go into that. We also really covered a lot today with immigration concerning whether we should close our borders or not. We talked about the bombing in Boston, used that as a reference. And it was just a very good overall candid discussion on racism that I really thoroughly enjoyed, Crush. I really did. I think we really brought it to the table tonight. I think we really did.
I totally agree. Right now, at this time, since we have so many people, I would like to give everybody the opportunity to give us their final thoughts and, you know, their goodbyes, and, you know, how can we get in touch with y'all, and what are your thoughts about tonight? Starting with the 773, which is Leo in Chicago. What are your final thoughts for tonight?
Man, I think we have to build what's in our race first and know, focus on us first as far as what we're doing tonight. We can start talking about the borders and other cultures and stuff like that. I say start with home base first, then. But as far as the border is concerned, it's kind of up in the air for me.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, I don't really have final judgment as for stopping immigration for now. But it's still up in the air, so that's all I have to say about that.
Okay. No problem there. We want to go with Gina in Florida. Do you have any final thoughts for tonight?
Yes. I feel like with everybody coming together and having the conversations that you have had, and we have brought different issues to the forefront, I think that if this was a massive talk, if this was a town hall, I think things would be even better. I am just elated that we are all getting together and having a knowledgeable conversation about real issues in the world, and we're not sitting up talking about something stupid like Kim Kardashian or something. I mean, because I'm so filtered from the television now that I'm just elated that we're having intelligent conversation, and we're out here listening, and we want to deal with these issues, and I'm just looking forward to action now.
Okay. I definitely agree with that. Buddha, I have to keep muting you because you keep breathing into your microphone. What are your final thoughts?
That was me. That wasn't me, man. I agree wholeheartedly with the young man from Chicago. I think he's from Chicago. That we really need to kind of work on things within ourselves as a group, as a culture. I think everybody else is more organized than we are. And I think we need to work more on that. And as far as borders and immigration, I mean, the country is built on immigrants. So, I mean, let's shut down immigration. We are all immigrants to a certain point. And come from descendants of immigrants. And the terrorist issues, well, we just need to start preparing ourselves for a little more to come. I think it's just the beginning. It's just the beginning. I think they're trying to have us feel more fear in our streets like others do. And it's probably going to get a little bit more hectic out here.
And finally, across the ocean there, internationally known, Mr. Bus. What are your final thoughts about tonight, babe?
I think I'm a bit older than most of the people on the show tonight. But in 1992, when I was 18, I heard a man say something. And his name was Rodney King, and he said, "Why can't we all just get along?"
Right.
And the last thing I want to say is a shout to everyone. That's you, Brick, you, Crush, Lalo, Buddha, that charming lady in Florida. Who's the other person? Sorry. There's someone else. Ina. And have I left anyone out? Buddha, Lalo?
No, you got everybody.
Yeah. And the last thing I want to say is I love you all, and right said Fred.
Right said Fred.
Okay.
He's too sexy.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? I want to thank everybody. I want to thank Gina. This is your first time calling to our show. Glad you was able to call in and participate into our conversation. Really do appreciate that.
Thank you.
Big shout out to Buddha for coming through. Miss him so much.
What's next week's topic,
Crush? Huh?
What's next week's topic?
I didn't get there yet.
Oh.
We are on next week. I have two shows. I'll be on Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern for Musically Inclined. And Monday we get a little light, I'll say. I'm a little light next
Monday's
week.
Monday's hard.
Monday is the 20th. We'll be talking about the whole phenomenon. How can you be a hoe if you're single? What is a hoe? technically, and all that good stuff. So we're just going to have a good old time acting a fool like we normally do. That's May 20th, Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on Phone Fantasy Radio. On Tuesday, May 21st, on the Honey Suite, we'll be talking about family and foe, with family members who turn out to be your worst enemy.
Woo-wee!
Yeah, what's going on the 21st? You know, we've all had that family member, that cousin, that uncle, that aunt, that person that just turns out to be,
want to be your worst nightmare. Somebody you like, can we really be related? Can we really be related?
Right, you know, blood is thicker than water and all types of things. You know, if you want to share your story, you want to bring it to the forefront, to next Tuesday is the place to do it, 9 p.m. Eastern. This is the Honey Suite on Fantasy Radio. Thank you especially to Brick Wilkes for holding me down tonight as my co-host.
No problem.
Really do appreciate that. We had a good time today. I'm glad we was able to tackle so many topics, so many issues that are basically something that's going on right now in our communities, in our faith, on the news. It was great to have a conversation, hypothetically think, and sit down and bring it to the table, so to speak.
I just want to say one last thing to everybody. Please watch the news. I know the news can be a horrible thing to take. And, you know, they put their own spin on it. Yeah, it's true. But you know what? It's informative. You need to know what's going on. We're not kids anymore. We need to make informed decisions. And particularly, please, even though it's boring, watch your political news. These are your political leaders. They're supposed to be working for you. Make them work for you. Please. We're in a country where we can watch politics. Other countries are not so lucky. Count your blessings, please.
Yeah.
Watch the news. Crush, watch the news. And if you like Crush and don't like the TV, at least read the news. Yahoo News or whatever news you need. Read the news online. Just get into the news.
I do that all the time. Yahoo.com.
Don't read the sensational stories.
No, I really don't, actually. I really don't read too much about the Kardashians. They really don't do much for me.
I'm going to start questioning you on politics. You need to know policy.
See, that's the thing. The way my computer is set up, the
policy. You know what we can
apply?
Right. Don't wait to get angry when you see it and somebody else check. Okay? Well, you know what
my Yahoo.
Everybody gets mad.
The way my Yahoo News is set up, the politics section is like all the way over there.
Don't wait till money is missing out to check before you say what happened. Get it
exactly.
Before it happens. Okay,
right.
Things don't just happen. It's a process. Okay,
right.
So we all need to get involved.
Okay.
Get
involved. Shout out to David who's listening. I see you, David. He's tuned in right now. 0017. I see you. And shout out to everybody that just tuned in. You know, check out
phonefantasyradio.com.
Huh?
Where were they? They're late. They just tuned in.
No, they just sitting there quietly.
Oh, okay.
They've been there for the last 48 minutes and 44 seconds.
You're looky loose.
like I told y'all, we'll be back here Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern. Y'all enjoy y'all week. Send me photos. I don't have nothing good coming up this week. I just got my 60-second mark, and I'm just going to leave one out. We're going to play a song. I'm going to play a song. Only 7 minutes. Later.
Right on.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things and what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. Whoa, mercy, mercy me. oil wasted on the ocean and upon our sea, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy, me. Our faith ain't what they used to be. Lost now. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are alive. Oh, mercy, mercy, me. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more will you from me? Can't you stand?